All right. So 20 years ago, there was an event that you were involved in, but you didn't live here. Talk a little bit about where you were and what you were doing 20 years ago this year.
Well, 20 years ago, I worked for the Boulder, Colorado Police Department. And December 26th of 1996, we had the JonBenet murder case.
Okay, and you were a supervisor in the dispatcher.
That's correct. I was a supervisor on the night shift for the communication center where the dispatch call came into.
Okay, so one of your employees took that call. Can you talk a little bit about how that was handled, what transpired, what was the dispatcher's involvement in all of this?
The call came in from Patsy Ramsey.
At approximately?
It was like 5:26 a.m. or maybe somewhere. It was before 6 o'clock because our shift ended at 6 o'clock. And Kimberly Archuleta was the dispatcher who took the call. Patsy, you know, just asked for help right away. There had been a kidnapping. So officers were dispatched out to the scene and contacted the Ramseys and got the initial information, read the ransom note, and it was quite lengthy. It's 2.5 pages long. And at that point, they considered it a true kidnapping. So in the meantime, the officers involved had gone back to the police department and met with the FBI to pursue the kidnapping.
But then it turned out to be something completely different.
Yeah,
and how long was it before her body was found?
The Ramseys had many friends come in to offer support during this time, which contaminated the whole scene there. So it was jeopardized from the beginning. Unfortunately, one of the detectives was left by herself with the Ramseys and all the people there. And that's when John Ramsey was very agitated, and Detective Linda Arndt said, "Why don't you go check the house and see if there's anything amiss or out of place, anything like that." And that's when he located her body and then brought it upstairs into the front room where the majority of the people were gathered.
So she was found in the basement.
Yes.
In a room in the basement, and he actually interfered with the investigation
right.
as well by moving her body.
Absolutely,
upstairs.
Yes, because she had been wrapped in a white blanket, and so he picked her up and then took her up to the front room and laid her down there, and then Patsy started holding and hugging her. And so there was a lot of jeopardized evidence from the get-go.
Was that the same day?
That would have been the day of the 26th,
So they made the call, the kidnapping was being investigated, and later that day, then the body was found.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And it's 20 years later. What has been the outcome of this case?
Well, there have been so many twists and turns and so many different things, different avenues, and it, you know, with the 20th anniversary coming up, it's amazing how many different shows are being made for it to bring it to light, because it, you know, it's a pretty high profile murder case that's never been solved.
What about this case do you think brought it so much attention from the rest of the country?
You know, JonBenet was a beautiful little girl, wealthy parents. That was the first homicide case for the year of 1996, and that was December 26th. So Boulder did not have a lot of homicides or violent crime at all.
But there were a number of suspects as well. Do you recall how many people have been implicated?
There have been many suspects. The main focus from the police department was always on John and Patsy Ramsey. John and Patsy Ramsey were in the house along with their 9-year-old son, Burke. Those were the only three in the house at the time the body was placed there or murdered or however it came to be. They were the only three in the house at the time.
So this Sunday on the 18th, ABC is conducting a special about the JonBenet Ramsey case, and you have contacted directly by the producers of that show. Can you talk a little bit about what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve with this special program?
There were three different people from the police department that had written books about the case. One was Steve Thomas, which was shortly after the case was being investigated, and he shortly resigned after that due to controversy. There was another book by Bob Woodson, who was a sergeant at the time, and his is interesting in the fact that it's very much an intruder theory. The other one was written by Jim Kohler. Jim Kohler was a sergeant at the police department for many years, and he had left Boulder and was appointed the chief of police for Telluride, Colorado. In the mid-2000s, the district attorney's office in Boulder asked Jim to come back solely to work on the cold case of JonBenet Ramsey, in which he did. Going through the case files and the evidence and the many, many pieces of paperwork involved in that, Jim had located some tapes from the 911 call. The initial call, when Patsy Ramsey hung up, it actually didn't disconnect the call, and there was an open line for a while. The dispatcher, Kimberly Archuleta, could hear in the background. She heard three different voices. All those will be on the CBS show airing Sunday night and Monday night, September 18th and 19th.
Was there something that points a finger at someone that comes out of that 911 call?
A. James Kohler, K-O-L-A-R. You know, the district attorney's office brought him back because of his experience, his integrity, and his objectiveness to work on this case. So he resigned as the police chief in Telluride to come back and work on this. So when these tapes and I'm not sure what else surfaced, he was basically told, get rid of them. And he was dismissed. And then he returned to the police chief position in Telluride.
Do you believe all of this is going to come out? Information, yes. Details will come out?
The docuseries by CBS, which is Sunday and Monday, is based on Jim Kohler's book.
Okay. So they're delving deeper into that investigation based on what he has put into his book.
Yes. They've done a reinvestigation and have focused on the facts and evidence, getting the truth behind what happened to JonBenet. And that's the ultimate thing, is to find justice for JonBenet.
Now, her mother, right. Patsy, has since died of cancer, was it?
Yes. In 2008, she died of cervical cancer, I believe it was.
And what about the father?
He's still alive and has since remarried, and I believe he's in Michigan. He ran for office up in that state.
And the brother?
The brother is 29 years old now, and from what I understand, he either still lives with John Ramsey or is still very much protected.
How long did you live there after the incident?
I retired from the police department in December of 2001, so it was 5 more years after the death of JonBenet.
What did that murder do to that community?
It was pandemonium. With the high-profile case and the media from around the world, it was overwhelming. Then became all the controversy between the police department and the district attorney's office. And in the dispatch center, my personal involvement was the millions of phone calls that we received from people all over the world. Anytime there was something run on their local channel or on a national basis, you know, they would call and they would give us their opinion, or they would share a dream that they might have had or a premonition. We had one person that we actually had to get a restraining order from, and I believe she was in Ohio, and she would call on a regular basis to the point that we did get a restraining order against her.
After the flush of the newness of it, wore off a little bit. Would you say that the town was now more skeptical of its residents, more scared, more suspicious of strangers? Did you see any kind of a social shift that went on in the 5 years that you remained?
I don't think so.
Do you think most of the town had their own theory?
Oh, yes.
What was the common theory that ran through Boulder?
There was either the intruder theory or that the Ramseys were involved.
Was it evenly split?
You know, I think because there was so much controversy between the police department and the district attorney's office, because the district attorney's office had the intruder theory, they truly believed in that. The police department was completely behind the theory that the Ramseys were involved. So, depending on which side you fell as far as the district attorney's office or the police department, you know, Boulder got beat up severely, just critically scrutinized for, you know, mistakes and incompetency. And there was so much pressure put on the people involved to come to a conclusion, to come to an arrest, to solve the case. You had the media, you know, the pressure from the community. And you had a high-profile family who was hiring their own people to do their investigation and not working with the police department.
Did you form your own conclusion on this case?
I've gone back and forth over the years. I believe that the CBS docuseries is spot on, and it will leave no questions as to who's involved and what happened to JonBenet.
So you're predicting that what we're going to learn on Sunday, Monday night is going to validate a theory that you have had kind of all along in this?
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as this docuseries, do you believe that there's going to be new evidence that comes out of this that will be able to move the case forward towards closure?
I certainly hope so.
Is there a possibility of this? 20 years later, science is a completely different animal than it was in 1996. You've got a fresh set of eyes looking at things, and you've got different people in power.
Right.
So do you believe there are findings now that were either overlooked or that were just weren't possible to test in that time period?
I think the evidence that they will be showing in this docuseries will definitely help bring closure to the case via either the evidence that they have that might have been covered up or lost or destroyed. You know, Jim Kohler, who was brought in to investigate this through the district attorney's office, has worked now with a former FBI, Jim Clemente, and someone from Scotland Yards that's involved heavily. So there is a great deal of work and effort that has gone into this docuseries. They've rebuilt key rooms to scale in the house. They have new witnesses, new evidence, new tests. And this was all assembled by an elite team of experts.
And did you officially get interviewed for this? Will you appear in this?
I talked with Jim Clemente and Jim Kohler. They were trying to locate dispatcher Kimberly Archuleta, so I was contacted and was instrumental in helping them locate and talk with Kim.